There's a famous Gemara in Pesachim, Nun Gimel, Nun Daled, where Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, the Gemara talks about them jumping into the Kivshan HaEish. To die al Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara makes a drasha. How did they know they're allowed to kind of some form of voluntary Kiddush Hashem, whatever you learned the pshat is. So the Gemara says they learned it out from the frogs. It's like the frogs were mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, and they jumped in the fire. They could have went into the cakes, the cookies, the ice cream. So too. Like whether you learn like one pshat and tosis, they could have ran away. They chose to go. So that's two simple pshat. So the kasha is like tosis has other questions. We know there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why it needed to go out from the frogs? There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But on a more basic level, just what's the comparison? Like the frogs don't have a mitzvah of a chai bahem, and they don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Like there's no. Like, there's no iser for them, Pasha. There's no iser of suicide on a frog. And there's no iser ritzicha, maybe. No. There's no, no iser ritzicha on themselves, no mitzvah of suicide. And there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So, what exactly are we learning out from the frogs? So there's a say over a famous Maisa with Yav Yisrael Solantar, the one of the big Bali Musar. He was traveling a train at one point, and he looked around and he saw that at the end of the day he was left with he had yichud with a woman, whatever he felt there was a problem of perhaps Abizrayu. Darayis, whatever Yarog Yavor. So this way he tried to open the window and maybe it was successful. He stuck his head out the window, whatever the Maisa was. So assuming the Maisa is even true. So what's pshat? Was that, what was he actually doing? Because number one, we know already, first of all, so what's, if he stayed, so let's assume maybe some type of Abizrayo Darayas, let's assume. But so what was he gonna do? He was gonna commit suicide, jump out of the window? So that's a Vada Isaritsicha. So what are you gaining? You're going from the pan to the fire, as they say. So what's the gain of committing suicide? Doing a Maisa Ritsicha? It's also one of the Gimel Chamorah. So what exactly is pshat? So there's a famous chakir among the achronim in what's pshat? When someone goes out Kiddush Hashem, let's assume you're going Kiddush Hashem. You're going to kill yourself or you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to jump into the fire, whatever the case may be. Is it pshat that, is it iser ritzicha? Is it iser, a very serious iser ritzicha, but it's neutralized with the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is docha, the avera of ritzicha. But it's fundamentally ritzicha. But I say, ase docha los ase. I say, no. It's not a maisa ritzicha at all. It's just an act of Kiddush Hashem. So it's not murdered. There's no more b'chai b'hem. So I don't have a chai bahem, and I don't have the iser ritzicha. So Rabbi Yisrael Solantar seems to be. So if you assume number two, it's an act, you know. So then Rabbi Yisrael Solantar makes sense. So there is no iser ritzicha. So basically, it's an act of Kiddush Hashem. You want to avoid darayis. But if you hold it's an iser ritzicha, but it's nidcha, then it'd be more difficult to understand it. So Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, they were granted to go out Kiddush Hashem. So what was the, why? Because there was some form of Avodah Zarah. So Mikra Adin, there was no Avodah Zarah. there wasn't really Avodah Zorah, but it was enough of Avodah Zorah, let's say it took away V'chai Behem. So it was a place where at least they had the option. So in other words, what do you mean? So they're going to do an Isser Ritzicha of jumping in the fire to avoid a Shemitz of Avodah Zorah? How is that helping? So over then we say, no, Kiddush Hashem, it's not a Ma'isser Ritzicha at all. And therefore, it was enough where there's no Isser Ritzicha, and there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. They could jump into, because the frogs, they're also Nachayev and Kiddush Hashem, and there's no Isser Ritzicha in them. And yet they chose to do it, even though the normal thing is to live, and yet they volunteered. So too, so to speak, they learned out from the frogs that the scenario where there's an in-between stage where there's no chi of Kiddush Hashem, but there's even a concept of an optional Kiddush Hashem, because you have to assume then that when there's no Ma'aser Ritzicha involved. Perhaps that's the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam holds HaRezem is Chayev and Afshon, honestly, Chanani Mishor of Arzaya. Maybe it would have helped if it was real over the Zohar, but in general, that Shitas, Chanani Mishor of Arzaya is working with the way the Bali Tosus learned, that one has an option to give up a life certain times, even though when they're not commanded. And the Rambam in general says no. The Rambam will have to answer different exceptions to the rule, but the Rambam in general says HaRezem is Chayev and Afshon. So that's the pshat. They learn from the frogs who weren't Chayev and Kiddush Hashem and don't have the Yisr Ritzicha, so to us, if we're doing it after Kiddush Hashem, there's no Ma'isr Ritzicha in jumping in the fire, but it neutralizes V'chai, but I don't have a Chayev either, have an option to take my life, so then that's what they learn out from the frogs.